In the next year or so, when resources continue to be constrained, it's going to be imperative for senior leaders to really support leadership development programs in agencies. So some of the current developments that we're looking at is really identifying leaders before the executive level and promoting their development and preparation for entry and success in the SES ranks. And one of the areas that's also going to be important is really giving people the motivation and empowerment to innovate and to ensure that they have a diversity of experiences through mobility and through collaboration across the federal government.
One could step back and say, well, it seems kind of logical. Why wouldn't the leadership be supportive of leadership development? They know that they got to have that pipeline that has to continue to move. So is it a matter of the type of collaboration, the type of initiatives that the leaders are part of, versus just saying, yeah, we support it?
Resources are really a huge issue. And in an era or a climate where resources are limited, sometimes it can be difficult for organizations to step back from their mission-critical imperatives and achieving results to really focusing on developing the workforce. But again, effective leaders and effective organizations understand that you achieve more extensive and a longer-term return on investment by focusing on taking care of the workforce and the organization in addition to performing the operational requirements of the agency.
You mentioned mobility. That's been a push around, especially around the SES. What's the latest with that effort to get SES more mobile? How is OPM kind of helping with that idea of mobility?
This goes back to the original concept of the Senior Executive Service when it was created in 1978 under the Civilian Service Reform Act. And at the time, there was a concept and a vision of the SES as a corporate cadre. So in order to really affect that original vision, we need to be able to ensure that our executives, and even before they get to the executive level, have the ability to have diverse and varied experiences in a broad range of different agencies and organizations across the federal government. That's really the thought process behind all of this.
Are you guys getting a lot of interest from a mobility perspective? Are agencies coming to you at OPM and saying, hey, how do we get our SES more mobile? What are some best practices?
Well, the PMC sponsored an SES initiative a couple years ago, and it resulted in the creation of a career rotations program. And this is for basically aspiring leaders and individuals at the GS 13 through 15 grade, what we call the feeder pipeline into the executive ranks. And this program is currently continuing to be implemented. It's got participation of multiple federal agencies where there are exchanges of talent. Individuals who go through a competitive process based upon merit are selected and then participate in this program and engage in six-month rotations in different agencies. This gives them an opportunity to really develop diverse experiences and knowledge, and also gives them the ability to build networks where they can further collaborate with partners across the federal government.
Let's keep down that same path around SES. You guys are trying to improve SES onboarding. What's the latest around that? How much improvements are you guys making?
One of the keys to executive success is to, once we've recruited the executive and brought them in, is to help prepare them to succeed immediately. And so last year, we implemented across the federal government for agencies that wanted to use a new onboarding framework for their executives, a program that basically lasts throughout the first year of the executive life cycle. Right now, agencies are implementing that and tailoring it based upon their own specific organization's needs, cultures, resources. And so we're continuing to provide support to agencies that are interested in using that framework and encouraging more agencies to use it as well.
One of the other issues that you guys have been working on is the standardized around performance standardization of evaluations for SES and employees. What's the latest on that? Because that's another piece to this, I think, puzzle of leadership development, of SES development.
It's a real accomplishment for OPM and the federal government, and it's a key to really coordinating and unifying the SES cadre across the federal government. And that is the implementation of a standardized SES performance appraisal system, which will provide a common framework to communicate, to evaluate, and to recognize individuals at the SES level across the entire federal government in a much more consistent, coordinated, and equitable and transferable way. The latest results are that we issued the system in January of 2012. So that was right in the middle of a performance period, which parallels the fiscal year. I'm very pleased to say that even in FY12, in the middle of the performance period, we were able to get about a dozen federal agencies to actually implement that system. In FY13, this fiscal year, we expect by the end of the year, 64% of federal agencies to have adopted this new system. In fact, we've already approved 50% of the agencies across the federal government to use the system. And I'm very pleased to report that by the end of FY14, we expect 94% of federal agencies will be using this common system.
When you look forward over the next year, SES, some of your priorities around the SES, what are the top one or two?
The success of the SES depends on being able to continue to recruit, to select, to empower, to manage, to recognize, and to retain leaders. What we're doing at OPM is focusing on the critical necessity to support our agency's abilities to really bring in and be able to support and manage and also keep the best leaders who can provide strategic executive leadership across federal government, who are able to innovate, who are able to collaborate with partners, and who come from the most diverse pipelines of talent.